This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today unveiled the bust of the first and only Indian Governor General of Independent India, Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. The bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. The President said this initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture, heritage, timeless traditions, and honouring those who served Bharat Mata with their extraordinary contributions. We now take you live to the President's address.
Veshbhusha mein Raja ji ka sketch banaya jo bahut prasarit hua. लेकिन राजा जी ने गवर्नर जनरल के रूप में भी अपने खादी के सामान्य वस्त्रों को ही अपनाए रहे। वे जीवन में सादगी और भारतीयता को ये पक्षधर अपने खान पान, रहन सहन और विचारों से ये देशवासियों के लिए आदर्श प्रस्तुत किए। वाइसराय हाउस की एक संपत्ति देहरादून में थी, जिसे अब राष्ट्रपति निकेतन के नाम से जाना जाता है। ब्रिटिश वाइसरॉय और गवर्नर जनरल देहरादून में जंगलों के बीच स्थित उस परिसर में शिकार खेलने जाया करते थे। राजा जी के आगमन के बाद देहरादून का वो स्थान शांतिपूर्वक विचार करने और राष्ट्रहित में कार्य करने का स्थल बन गया है।
Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers or sarthis of Bharat Taxi in New Delhi today. In a video released today, Mr. Shah said the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative. The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers. Union Minister for Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, inaugurated and laid the foundation for various port projects worth approximately 1,500 crore rupees at Tuticorin Port in Tamil Nadu today. This includes VOC Maritime Heritage Museum, laying a foundation stone for 8 megawatt wind farm and 5 megawatt hour of battery energy storage system, and also launching of corporate social responsibility projects at the port. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi. Sharing a Sanskrit Shubhashitam on social media today, the Prime Minister said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. Artificial intelligence is reshaping healthcare sector across the world. At the recently concluded India AI Impact Expo 2026 in Delhi, exhibitors unveiled cutting-edge innovations aimed at early disease detection, precision treatment and smarter surgeries. These AI-driven solutions seek to transform and strengthen the country's healthcare infrastructure through advanced technology. At the expo, founder of a private company, Sandhya Srivastava, presented the company's first product, FlowGuard. She said the device uses artificial intelligence to enable smart for fluid management. The Jammu-based White Knight Corps of the Army today said 7 terrorists were eliminated in a prolonged 326-day high-altitude joint operation in the Chatru area of Kishtwar district of Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, the White Knight Corps termed the operation as gallant perseverance and said relentless and painstaking operations were conducted in the challenging terrain and harsh weather conditions of Kishtwar. The army said the elimination of Saifullah and his associates has dealt a massive blow to the terror network operating in the region. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in their Super 8 Group 1 clash at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.